All right, Johnny.
Let's hit it, salami.
What's up? Happy Tuesday to my silly little goose.
My FFS fam.
Yeah.
I think some people are identifying with silly goose. Some people like the FFS. Those people have diseases.
Someone said chuckle.
Chuckle.
Yeah.
We'll have to bleep that out because this is the first like two minutes of the episode.
That's exactly what
guys, if you ever notice, we have to like silence out words in the first like 10 to 20 minutes of the episode. It's just because YouTube will ban us if we don't do that. So please excuse the censorship.
I know we wouldn't have things censored if we had it our way.
I know.
But this isn't Burger King. So
no, this is Wendy's.
This is a McDonald's drive-thru in the worst part of town.
It's 3 a.m. You're not getting anything you asked for.
No, the milkshake machine is dead.
Always. Bro, imagine how world peace could be achieved if the McDonald's like ice cream machine always worked.
Oh, yeah, it would solve wars.
I think there would be no wars.
I think depression would go away. People would, you know, stop killing people. Life would be better.
Yeah, every time there's a McDonald's like ice cream, my homicidal urges are gone. So I think that would work for everybody.
An Oreo McFlurry? Talk about getting me out of depression.
Remember when they had the Reese's McFlurry?
I never was like a big Reese's flavor thing as solo Reese's.
I used to make them put in Oreos, Reese's, and M&M's.
Ooh.
I was a real big back bitch.
That's a triple whammy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I would eat the Reese's yogurts. Do you remember those candy yogurts?
Yeah.
Those are the best. Now I look back as an adult and I'm like, everything inside of that is poison.
I still eat it. Some, like once a year I get one of those, like the M&M packs, just for the M&Ms. I feel like they taste better than regular mini M&Ms.
Yeah.
The extra preservatives. I don't know what it is.
Oh, God.
All right, guys. We're back for another episode of Two Girls, One Blunt.
Yep.
We're addressing the rumors that we started.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone commented, saw this coming. I was like, fuck you.
I think that was Neve. And you know what, Neve? Your days are numbered. They're not really. We love you, but.
Yeah. So as you guys know, our season 4 episode 1 was We're Breaking Up. And a lot of people came out of the woodworks. I gotta say, came out of the woodworks. Started engaging with us, letting us know how they felt about the podcast.
Yeah.
And it was very eye-opening to know that we have had a big impact on people and that they care.
It was very nice to see that because I feel like we had to do something drastic to get like...
Your attention. Oh no, is this toxic?
This is 100% toxic. I feel like it's Christmas time and we're like, I love you so much, mom and dad, hoping for like... a book or something.
I know.
I'm comment.
Like, I need them to prove their love to me. So we have to, we're breaking up. It's happening, guys.
It's over.
Yeah. And then you guys come back and you're like, no, but I love you. And I'm like, that's all I needed to hear.
I love that shit. You guys wonder why I stayed with somebody for 4 years when I should have left 30 minutes into the relationship. That's why. I love the push and pull.
I know. I don't like it anymore. But, I mean, it wasn't necessarily fake. Like, we genuinely had a conversation about breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we just did that and made up what we were talking about.
No, everyone was like, oh, you got me. And it's like, no, we got ourselves. Like, it was real. It happened. We then capitalized on it with marketing. But that doesn't mean that the conversation we had wasn't real and that we didn't have to, like, lay all our cards on the table and, like, really talk to each other about how we'd been feeling.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think that was the first time I feel like we've had that conversation. So it was a big deal. And in that conversation, we're like, we have to be more vulnerable with everybody. So let's talk about it. And that's what it was. But, you know, the extra little love that we got, we appreciate.
It was very appreciated. But we also, we see you bitches. You only like the toxic shit. We see you.
The amount of people who are just like, I love your podcast. I love your podcast. And I'm like, what episode have you listened to? And they're like, oh, just the clips.
Just the clips.
I'm like, that is not even like the bulk of what we talk about.
That's like saying you lost your virginity, but he only put the tip in. Like, come on.
Yeah.
You didn't really lose it, did you?
No. But I did feel a little unloved by you guys. I feel like it's been harder to get engagement on social media, which does impact how we move forward. And are we doing the right things? And
it's been harder. They're like changing the algorithms, I feel like, everywhere. And nobody really has any clue. One of like my favorite creators, all of her videos have been flopping like for like a month and a half. And
really?
She said something about like your new followers have the most influence on the videos that are actually pushed out into the TikTok algorithm. So if you have new followers that come in from a specific type of video and then you're not giving them that content, they're not going to like your videos and they won't push you to the For You page for everyone else.
Oh, shit.
So everyone's switching up the game. YouTube, you have to censor the first 20 minutes of your podcast. Like, it's crazy out here, guys. I'm about to join Rumble.
Yeah, I just saw a video of a wife and she was like, he was like, can you be a little nicer? And she goes, oh, can I be a little nicer? Well, I got up and the house was a mess. So I cleaned that and I took care of the kids and I did this and then I made some food and then I took care of this. And you're asking me to be nicer. And it was just... it's kind of like we're doing a lot of work and we love you guys, but we need y'all to see that and engage with us because you love us and you know it helps us.
You know what I used to do?
I just want to be seen.
I just want to be seen. I want to be heard. Pick us, choose us, love us, like our videos, please.
Subscribe. Leave reviews. We haven't got a review since January. It's May.
Come on, guys.
Come on.
Even if you have to make another account, what's another Gmail account, you know? I think I saw that creator. That was from like 3 years ago.
It was a cat, I think.
Cat, yeah. And then she ended up leaving him and now she's living her best life. And I love that for her.
Yeah, but we're not leaving you guys.
No, no. We're not abandoning you. It's going to be okay. You're safe. You're protected. We did get some responses to the breakup video, though.
Oh, yeah. We got somebody doodled. I don't know if we can share their picture because I don't know if it was custom art they did. But it looked like they took someone else's art and kind of added our logo and stuff to it. But it was a bunch of gooses, like, running and chasing someone. And they wrote, like, silly goose gang. And it was two girls, one blonde theme. And it was very cute.
I think I have to airdrop it to myself from my computer again.
Oh, fuck.
Do-do-do-do. Okay, now that she's gone.
Emily cooked the greatest monkey bread I've ever tasted. Because I haven't tasted many monkey breads, so they're all good. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. No.
Guys, we actually do have a section in our email for fan mail and messages. So we would love for you guys to send us some. And we got one from Danielle. She's Scottish. I will not attempt to butcher this Scottish accent.
Please.
You bitches. I can't. What's a Scottish accent sound like?
What was that?
I was trying to be Scottish.
You sound like a Yugoslav.
That's who I am inside.
Right?
I'm an emotional wreck. No.
Look
somebody
up
play Shrek.
Scottish. No, think of Gerard Butler and
Scottish accent.
Scots.
Scots.
They're Scots.
And we describe things that are Scottish as Scots.
Scots.
I'm wearing
a Scots hat. What?
The Scots. The English.
Sassenach.
Sassenach.
I'm a Sassenach.
Wait.
I'm Scottish.
You're kind of holding it in your mouth here. You know what I'm saying, Emily? Perhaps more like a lady. Young.
Hey, girl. You trying to hit this?
Oh, you know exactly what I need.
Lady.
Laddie.
He was a cute...
All right, I think I've mastered the Scottish accent. You're bitches. I don't have it.
What is...
I don't have it. I'm
you
an emotional
bitches.
Wreck. Just starting that before I rant. I only started listening to you both a few months ago. Yes, I have been living on the moon. I caught up and went back to listening from the start as I loved listening to you both, then seeing the ad for End of an Era yesterday. I was like, what the fuck? Then thought it was continuing with only one of you, which just wouldn't work. In the middle of the episode, my man is going raj, which means crazy, as I'm not helping put the shopping away as I had to send you both an email. You probably won't even read this as you're both so busy, but fuck it, I will continue to type anyways. Ye of little faith, Danielle. I am so fucking glad you ain't giving up the podcast. I love you, lassies. Keep being bad bitches and being yourselves, but definitely if the podcast started affecting your relationship, hit couples therapy, take a break, get rid of the hangers-on before stopping the podcast. I can't DM so on Instagram, so I'm emailing. Damn, that was a fucking roller coaster. Better start getting shit done. Much love from Scotland. I was legit nearly in tears. Definitely got me, you beautiful, sexy cunts. I don't want to lick your pussies. Just stating facts.
Yes, you do.
Love you ladies so much. Yous are my therapy. Literally the only podcast I listen to. If you do read this email, please do not try and do a Scottish accent. It cannot be done right, and there are regional accents that even get me lost. Well, we tried.
Failed. We tried and we failed. Listen, I should have learned more from... From London Boy.
You should have.
But like, teach me every accent you know.
Fucking Emily and Jamie. My name's Emily. I'm a farmer. And I was just shoveling shit. It's what, 257. I live up in Massachusetts. 257. So I'm going to pick up my 14-year-old daughter, who also loves your podcast. I was just crying, shoveling chicken shit, listening to the We're Breaking Up fucking episode. And I fucking paused it. I haven't even finished it. You just said fucking psych! Can I tell you how, like, when you guys were in Springfield, the fact that I fucking didn't make it out, I was so bent out of shape. I religiously listen to you guys and follow you guys and fucking love you. But I just spent the past 15 minutes crying and also being like, oh, I understand where you're coming from. Oh, all those dynamics, I get it. But also, fuck you guys, and I love you, and I just want to let you know I cried a bunch.
Oh no.
And that, you fucking got me. Good job, ladies.
We got ourselves. We also cried.
I love you, and I feel a lot better. But also, like, fuck! I was crying! I definitely got chicken shit in my eyes because I kept wiping it with my shitty chicken gloves. But, yeah, kudos to you. You guys are fucking hilarious. Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing.
I was like, they really care. I needed that.
Thank you, Emily. Her name's Emily, too. Yeah. What a lady. Shoveling chicken shit. I need a woman like that in my life.
I know. A woman who knows how to get her hands dirty. That's how my mom raised me.
And she's raising her daughter to be a FFS silly goose gang. And I love that.
I know. I hope it's blurred for when we talk about. But
I'm sorry we're corrupting your child.
We're corrupting, but also, like, we talk about real shit, so.
We do.
I was like, wow, she's learning from us.
But also, if you're listening, little one, stay in school.
Yeah. Don't do drugs. I didn't hear a single thing, but I heard, I want to hear what Emily has to say.
It kind of sounded like Joey Diaz.
I know, but it wasn't.
No. I'm sorry, sir. We don't understand what you were saying. We apologize. I think there was a bad connection on your side. I don't know what's going on, mate.
All right, I got one here.
420, ladies. This is Corrine. I go by CC because everybody around me cannot remember the name Corrine, so I had to dumb people down around here.
Did she say Chlorine?
Corrine?
I travel.
It's a pretty name.
Let's say, what other tea would you like? I've been in a situationship for almost 3 years now.
Oh, Corrine. And,
run!
You guys mentioned Mormons doing whatever this Mormon. So
oh, God.
It's always the Mormons.
And sorry, Mormons, but you are kind of toxic if you don't. Okay.
Corrine, you deserve better.
Yes, you deserve better. We gotta not. We're out of situationships. We shouldn't even create them for ourselves.
No. 3 years? Oh,
I know.
That breaks my heart. I've been there.
I don't think I did a situationship. Mine lasts like 3 months, if I'm lucky.
Mine was like 6 months.
Yeah. I always know what they are, so I wouldn't even call it a situationship.
I'm putting myself into a bad situation.
Where I'm going to get hurt.
Yes, every time.
Because I will fall in love. If your dick is inside me, I will love you. If your dick's been inside me, I love you.
I actually don't. The majority of you can go fuck yourselves.
All right, here's one with a funny story.
Hi. Oh, my God. I love you guys so much. I love your podcast. I have stories. Don't know what you want to hear, but this one came to mind first. My name's Kenzie, and I was dating this girl, Megan, and she had really long nails, right? So we were hooking up one time. And she was fingering me and going to town, whatever. All of a sudden, she's like, you're bleeding. And she fucking cut my clit with her fingernails. So,
no.
You know, I'm pumping. Blood is fucking squirting everywhere. It was so embarrassing, but so fucking funny at the same time. I have a podcast.
Oh, my God.
Her name's Kenzie?
Yeah.
Kenzie. I'm so sorry.
She was like, I was aroused. I was loving that shit. It's cool to have a partner that is chill. Like, and makes those situations funny.
Yeah, you need to be able to joke about that. Oh, she's a squirter.
Yeah.
Just not pussy juice, blood.
Oh man. I don't know. That just reminds me of when I got a razor blade stuck in my pussy lip.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fun. I wouldn't want someone's face down there, their fingers either if I'm bleeding. Oh,
every time I shave, I'm so worried about nicking my clit. It's my biggest fear. Ooh.
People get them pierced.
Stop.
That's how I know people are fucked in the head and like going through a lot because we choose to like put ourselves in pain to make it feel better.
Oh, yeah. One of my family members has never like told me this, but I found out through another family member that he has a Prince Albert piercing. I'm like, why do you want to hurt yourself?
What's a Prince Albert piercing?
On the tip of the dick. Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Say it ain't so.
It's so.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's so.
That's getting, like, that's what I'm saying. Why do people do that?
You're going through internal pain, so you have to externalize it.
We know somebody, not really personally, kind of, we've met them, who has their eyeballs tattooed.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
they're,
hell
like,
no.
Blue.
No.
Are you awake for that?
I wonder if they put you on under anesthesia.
I would literally just think about my mother the whole time, and I'd be like, this is for you, Kelly. You know?
I don't understand, like, the people who can do the extreme body modifications, like, splitting tongues or making like elf ears or I don't get it.
It's so scary to me. Yeah, I don't think I could do it either.
Or like who black out their whole bodies.
Yeah, the MGK's new tattoo. That looked painful. Oh,
that looked like it hurt.
That looked very painful.
Anything like on your stomach is gonna hurt so bad.
Yeah, how was your shell one?
That one hurt the worst out of all mine.
Really? Even well, you got a fat ass.
No, the ass actually hurts more than the hip. I don't know why.
That honestly makes sense because, you know, when you like have someone elbow your hip or your glute or like the side of that, if you're like rolling out, it's so sore and sensitive.
Yeah.
It's way more sensitive than versus like doing your hamstrings or something.
I wonder if it's because like my hip flexors were tight too. And you're like, are you going into muscle?
See, I'm not into pain. Never been a pain girl. I'd actually like to be in bliss. Enjoy.
Contentness, nonstop, yeah. Happiness.
Yeah, but also sometimes I like to challenge myself to be like, I can take it. Like, do you ever, like, you used to hear that people would get tortured to learn what it's like in case they, like, if they were a spy.
Yeah.
And then they got caught, they knew how to handle it and not break. Like, they have to torture you first so you learn how to not break.
I would fold immediately.
That's what I'm saying, but part of me wants to be the ego in me. It's just like, I would win. I would have to conquer my mind.
I could not.
I'm out. The moment they start taking fingernails, I'm out.
Once they start waterboarding me, like, I'm done.
I would rather be waterboarded than my fingernails pulled.
Oh, I'd rather be fingernail pulled.
Or tooth.
Oh, I don't want any of that to happen, actually.
Me too. Yeah. I don't even like being in, I wouldn't want to be in a fight.
I don't want to be in a fight either.
I'd be like, don't hurt me, my face. It's my moneymaker.
Hurt my tits so then I can get cosmetic surgery done on them. I don't know how you could even hurt tits.
I wonder how many people have had a tit pop.
Probably a lot. Can you pop natural titties?
And what do you do, like, at that point? Like, would you pop the other so they're even, or would you just go with one tit?
I would just be one tit down. They call me one tit M.
And do you get, like, a warranty on them? Do they replace the pop tit, or do you have to pay for a new surgery?
Probably
and what if
a new
you
surgery.
Couldn't afford for the new surgery, so you're just around with one pop titty?
I'd pop the other one. But it might be an emergency surgery.
That's true for your safety.
So it might be covered medically.
That's true.
Hopefully.
Yeah, but then what if you had a different surgeon because it's like a medical surgeon, fix your tit, and then you have two different tits. They're sisters, not twins.
So are mine. So, you know, you're in good company.
I know, one's always bigger.
Yeah, Lefty's my favorite.
Let's talk about weed.
I'm doing it right now.
This is not an ad, but we're smoking on freeze pipe, and it cools your smoke by like 300 degrees when you take the shit out of the freezer.
It's really good.
It's very good.
They converted me to a glass user freeze pipe.
Yeah, it was great.
Because it's just so smooth.
We just broke every single thing they gave us except this.
You say we, but it was me.
I'm trying not to throw you under the bus, Emily. I feel like that's the better thing to do than be like, this bitch broke everything.
It was so bad. I just couldn't keep them. I don't know what it is. So beware if you are a clumsy bitch.
Yeah, and the glycerin gets... Everywhere. Yeah.
But they're great while they last.
They do last long. I think they literally, like, you dropped them from, like, high up. Like, I think we hit one. Like, you turned and hit.
One was, like, fell off the kitchen counter.
Yeah, like, we turned and hit it or something.
Yeah. I don't remember what happened to the other one.
Something slips. Like, we're clumsy bitches. shit doesn't stay in our hands. You know, the amount of time, if I had a nickel, if I had a dollar for every time I drop something, I would be a rich man.
A rich man?
A woman.
No, you can be a rich enough man.
To transition, and then maybe I wouldn't be as clumsy. Are girls the only ones who are clumsy?
No, I think men are clumsy too, but it like...
Have you ever seen a clumsy man?
Wait a second. Actually, yeah. One of my exes was super clumsy.
Was that a turn off?
No, it wasn't a turn off. I think he was also high all the time. So that probably added to his clumsiness.
Yeah, I feel like that would bother me if I was with a clumsy man. Like, and he always dropped shit. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Are you going to drop our baby?
And then he'd be like, look at you. And I'm like, I'm the only one who's allowed to be this way.
Yeah, my mom dropped me. My dad never dropped me.
I dropped my sister. It started literally as a child. I dropped my baby sister.
She was never the same.
And I got grounded.
I feel like the equal punishment went for you to be dropped.
Maybe I dropped my sister. She had a near-death experience, and that's why she's an incredible, talented singer.
She needed to see God.
She needed to see God, and I put the fear of God in her.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome, Tyler.
I saw a tweet that made me think of her, and it was literally, nobody's ever seen a 70-year-old Tyler, and I thought about that, and I was like, wait, I've never seen an old man or woman named Tyler.
Me either.
That's weird.
There has to be a famous person that we're not thinking of. Famous people named Tyler.
Who are alive.
Famous people. I was going to say Steven Tyler. But
like first name. Famous Tylers.
Oh my God, they all look young. Why do they all look 30 years old? Tyler Perry.
Okay.
But he's still not old. And black don't crack, so he's going to look young for a long time.
What is he, like 50? Tyler Perry was my childhood. I think he raised me more than my parents did.
That was Adam Sandler for me.
A lot of people have Tyler as a second name.
There's like Tyler the Creator. They're all young people. Is Tyler just a new generation name?
I think so.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, you wouldn't hear somebody in the 1800s like, this is Lord Tyler of Eskeridge.
That's true. There's something very like blunt about the name Tyler.
Tyler.
Welcome, Lord Tyler. Oh
my God, you know what somebody said to me the other day, and it is stuck with me because it is so true.
How big your tits are?
No, that's just an everyday thing. No, somebody looked at me and went, you have the face of a peasant in the 1600s.
What? Like, no, you have like the...
But picture this.
I think you'd be a whore before you were a peasant.
I would be the slut for like the lord of the mansion, but I would still be a peasant. Like, he would kill our kids and drown them if I ever got pregnant.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. But...
Yeah, but you would run that whorehouse.
Hell yeah, I would.
I think I would also be one. I don't know what I would be.
I could see us both owning brothels.
Either that, but when I was younger, if I had to think about it, I would have been the soldier that pretends to be a man.
So okay, if I would like
have
Mulan.
I would have, like, short hair. I would cut my hair short and try to be, like, a knight. And then try to fall in love on the battlefield.
With another knight?
With like the main knight, the prince.
That'd be hot. That's why I love Mulan growing up, because I wanted to be like that.
I know.
But I'm not meant to fight. I'm a lover.
You're a second degree black belt.
Oh yeah, I forget about that.
I guess it's more about protection.
Yeah, that was just for self-defense, but also like it didn't help me when I was sexually assaulted any of the time. So
imagine, so this is so fucked up. You're getting sexually assaulted and you just start whipping out karate moves.
I go, yeah,
you just fucking right in the throat, dude. Maybe you need to channel that. Channel your inner Mulan. Not that I pray this upon you at all. I hope it never happens and you don't do this.
It probably will happen.
But in a dream or something, go karate mode. That's what it's for.
I was asleep the times I was sexually assaulted. And then one time I was only like a white belt. So I just started and I really did try to use karate on him and it didn't work. He was a wrestler and...
Yeah. Damn, he got you. All right.
He got me good.
We're starting BJJ classes next
I
week,
I literally
folks.
Did. I started BJJ right after I was and sexually assaulted.
Krav Maga.
Yeah. That's so funny.
We should take Krav Maga and that way. Men of Miami.
Watch out. Did you do my hand?
I don't know what I did.
I thought you were making fun of me.
No, my hand was straight. Right? Was it straight? Play it back.
I just saw it out of the woo.
I think I like curved it.
Okay.
Like,
I just saw it out of the corner
I was doing like the
eye.
Backhand. Like, no.
It looked like you had Lego hands. And I was like, she's making fun of me. This fucking bitch.
Sometimes I do take pictures and hands are like this.
Yeah, I have to remember, like, long fingers, everything long. And then I look like gremlin.
Yeah. Oh, photo picture taking tip. How you place your fingers is important.
And your toes.
See Emily posing and then her toes fully stretched out, like every single one of them.
Or they're scrunched up and look really weird.
Yeah, pointing your toes really isn't pointing. You want to
No, it's extending, but gently.
Yeah.
Very gently.
Gremlin's hard.
Did you see that girls on TikTok are getting the tip of their nails the color of the tip of their man's dick?
What if you got multiple men? I just have every shade.
It's just like a rainbow across your hand.
Somebody, a guy notices, he's like, there's just one white pinky one and the other one is just all shades of brown. And
he's the one white guy.
But it's like your boyfriend. And he's like, what are these other ones?
I just like the color brown. Varying shades of it.
Yeah.
What would like men do in comparison? So you're a man, you get something the color of her titty or like her pussy, her nipples lips? Or
like someone asked me, he was like, do you have a pink or brown pussy? And I was like, that is not your for you to know.
Yeah, somebody asked me that,
but it's
too
pink, and then it starts going browner as you get to the back.
Same. And then also like discoloration like on the inside of the thighs, but I don't know if that's just like, you know, like where your, it's like your gooch,
yeah,
where it meets like the top of your pussy, you know what I'm talking about? I feel like that's like a little bit tanner.
By the hole?
No, like right here.
That's really just from shaving and bumps. Mine went away once I laser hair removed. That helped me lighten that whole area.
Mine's just a little tanner.
But when I had hair down there,
game over.
It was a black hole. You'd go in there and you'd find God.
Well, that just shows the only men who got to see it were astronauts, and that's a very select amount of men.
I know. There's not a lot of them. They're smart. They're probably paid actors by the government.
They're CIA agents.
Did I say I met like another cop?
No, we didn't talk about that.
The event, we threw a comedy event, and the first guy I talked to, I just like, he stuck out like a sore thumb. And then I was like, oh yeah. He's like, you were the comedian. Well, you did really good. And then like, he was hitting on me from the get-go, okay. Like flirty. And then I was like, what do you do for work? And he like, he didn't answer, paused. And I go, I was like, you're undercover right now. You're a cop. And he was like, well, yeah, how do you know that? And I was like, baby, I grew up in the streets. You stick out like a sore thumb.
I just assume that everyone's a cop.
And then he got my number and then left the event. He's like, this event isn't for me. And I'm like, or are you after me?
He's just here to get your number so that they can track you.
Yeah, it's maybe it's just there's a ton of cops in Miami. So, and I scream like bad girl. Any guy who's like, I think like conservative men, military men, and like cops, stuff like that. Because mm-hmm. I have the other guy who's a SWAT guy. I like flirted with. They might not marry you. You know what I mean? But you're like a sense of danger. That's fun that they can control in a sense. So that makes like, sense.
You, no,
like
that fantasy. Does. Because I've been talking about this. So everyone has a type. But you also are somebody's type. So who are you to those people? That's what you are to like your type. And those are the type of men you attract.
I know.
I attract 60 plus black men. And that's it.
You do. That's like, literally older black men love you. They're like, I can change your world, baby girl.
I'm like, but my type isn't who likes me.
Yeah, but you grew up around black men.
Yeah, well, I don't want to think about the guys I grew up with.
I know. Anytime there's a black audience for comedy, the old dudes, I just like look over and Emily's at like a table of black old men. They're having a ball. They're dressed to the nines.
Yeah. I like that they always dress up.
Me too. When I went to see Lunel, I saw Lunel with Franco and his girlfriend, Sasha. Shout out, you guys. Love you. The crowd was amazing. There is nothing better than a black crowd for comedy.
Nothing.
The energy in that room was awesome. Like the interactions, like people were like engaging. Mm-hmm. Everyone was dressed nice. I was just like, oh, this is, well, this puts our shows to shit. You know what I mean?
Black like, audiences are the best. They will always show up and show out for the people they love.
Yeah. But just as much as they shout for you, like, oh, in a good way, if you suck,
They'll tell you.
And honestly, I respect it. You'll know it. You'll feel it. And you'll want to off yourself after that 5-minute set.
I've been there. I've been on both sides of the coin.
Yes. I highly recommend. Lunel was so funny, too. If you guys don't know who Lunel is, she's an older comedian. She's like this old lady who just talks about how she fucks young guys. Like now that she's famous, she's like, the young guys love me. And she's so raunchy and funny. And oh, she's hilarious. She was amazing.
I love a good dirty comedian.
Yeah. I was like, that's what I aspire to be. You know what I mean? Yeah,
just not give a fuck. Say what you want to say.
Like, the best part is she has a chair and a table set up, kind of like one of these. But then she gets up and does stand up, and sometimes she sits down. Because she's getting older. In the midst of the show, she has like a little butler guy that follows her around. And he's like dressed up, and he comes out and he takes her shoes off for her and puts Crocs on her.
Yes.
Like little sandals.
Yes.
Takes her heels off and does it while she's doing stand-up comedy. You see this guy on his hands and knees changing her shoes. And I was like, damn, she's got it like that.
How did she, like, what was the signal she sent out to him?
I don't even know. It's probably just an energy where he's like, it's time.
It's time for the Crocs.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I aspire to be that.
It was amazing.
That's a beautiful thing. Okay. Well, we're speaking about comedy, and we've gotten a couple of comments about people like appreciating that we talk about the business behind comedy and like getting started in stand up. I thought it would be fun if we went through like our three of our premises that we come up with recently that aren't even jokes yet that we think are funny.
Oh God. Okay. I don't even know if I have them. All this says is joke, tit rainbows. I said, my friend complains when people bring up her tits.
Like, do
and
I?
And they're nice. Yeah, you don't like it. I know you don't. I go, but it's like, they're so amazing. And she's like, don't bring it up. And I'm like, you're telling me I can't be excited to see a rainbow? Like, if I was outside, you know what I mean? Like, it's a bad day and it's raining and then a rainbow pops out of nowhere. My parents could get in a car accident if I looked up and saw a rainbow, two rainbows even. I'd be like, holy shit, what a great pair of rainbows.
And you're mad you're a pot of gold.
Yeah. So there's something there.
There's something there. There's always something there.
So I kind of will write that down. I'll write my idea down, guys. And then I'm thinking of like setup, punchline. What are some tags? How can I do a metaphor or relate it to something? Like, it's like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then doing an act out. If he did this, then he would say this. And that's like me saying this in like a response, you know?
And you just try to add tags as you're building the joke. So it's nothing has changed since grade school. Like nothing has changed. Our ways of communication haven't changed. Like what we want out of life hasn't changed. You're playing in the sandbox and some kid comes over and is like, what toys you got? I want to play with you. And then you share. I was sexting a guy the other day and he asked me what toys I had and if I'd use them with him. Are you asking me if I want to share? Like nothing has changed. There's something there, but I don't have how it's funny yet.
That also isn't about how it's hard.
I know. I was trying to do some emotion.
I would say...
That's like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that.
But see, premises, like a lot of my premises don't start out funny.
Yeah, they don't start out funny, but I'm like, I can make this funny.
There's a joke there.
I wrote like, I'm trying to do like intro, like quick jokes. So I was like, oh, I was born in Boston. And every time I tell people that they're confused... Because they're like, you don't sound like you're from Boston. And then I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? And then they're like, oh, never mind. Makes sense.
I get it.
You know? That's just like a quick convo one. Okay, if he wanted to, he would. I think the term, if he wanted to, he would, is confusing. Because whenever... is confusing. So that's like the start. And then I'm like, he wanted to golf today, but he had to work. He wanted to win the approval of his father, but he gave up a long time ago. Like, he wanted to tell you it's not going to work out. But he still wants to get laid. And I start getting deeper and deeper. I'm like, there's a lot of things men want to do and simply don't because it's a smart thing to do. And we shouldn't want them to do these things. Like, he wanted to jerk off while in the corner of the room while I was there, but he didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make it like a joke that progressively every statement I said got like worse and worse and worse.
Mm, I like that. It's just joke idea. How do you explain raves to pilgrims? Dude, I'm so high.
Raves to pilgrims.
How would you explain raves to pilgrims? Like people are in a circle chanting. It sounds like a seance or like something witchy. They would stone you if you went back to the pilgrim age and were like, I went to a rave today and then explained it to them.
Yeah, a bunch of us, we jump up and down and we take this drug that makes us see God. And there's a bunch of lights and colors everywhere. And it's just the best vibe. And then people start fucking.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, you would get stoned to death. I said, I look like Ariella if her dad died instead of her mom.
Them daddy issues hit. I'm so mad because I deleted my premise note and I don't have a recently deleted folder. So I've lost 3 years of premises.
I know. I lost stuff too. Some of these I hate. I'm like, why? I write it down and then I look at it and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
There's something about girls are like, oh, I miss having a boyfriend because of X. I miss having a boyfriend because of Y. I miss having a boyfriend because of the T in the boys group chat. Like, if you've ever seen your man's group chat, it is always crazy. Like, it's like, remember that bitch who got killed who sucked your dick that one time?
Yeah, they are crazy.
It's insane.
I loved looking and reading the boys group chat with my ex.
Yes,
he would always show permission. Yeah, there were certain times he probably wouldn't show me stuff because they would send, I think they would send like booty pics. I remember sometimes you like scrolled by, past and they were sharing Instagrams of like hot girls and their asses. Every single dude had a girlfriend pretty much. I was like, what the fuck, guys?
Just like sending porn to your boys.
And they would just roast the fuck out of him. They'd be like, oh, are you a cuck for Jamie? Like stupid things. They would share our podcast clips in the group chat and be like, did you see this one?
Oh, damn.
And like just kind of shit on him.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Sounds like his friends are pussies.
I thought it was funny though. I was like, I want in on the shitting on him. I'm still getting texts about the breakup thing. White just goes, excuse me, what's this about? For the end to an era. Like people actually genuinely in our personal lives we're freaking out and we're calling us and God. Everyone was like, I'm so mad. Mark was like, I fucking hate that you guys did that. And I was like, well, it was real. It was a conversation about a breakup.
Which Mark?
Mark. And he's like, this is so fucking stupid. I feel like you guys don't have to do that. And I'm like, it's a real conversation we had and we've never talked about that. Anyways.
Fuck a Supreme Court. America would be a better place if we could submit dating profiles to a court of three moms and three dads. That doesn't even make sense. What was I on when I wrote that?
I know. It's like one idea and it's like partial thoughts. I have joke. What do you do when you love an incel? I just feel like there's a...
I was waiting for the punchline.
Oh, I want to write a joke about how I vape during sex. And they'll be like fucking me and I'm just like... And I like mimic like, where's my vape? And then I stop the sex. It's happened, which is so fucked up.
It hasn't happened for me yet. I'm sure it will.
That's how you know I have an addiction. Oh, I had one joke. Hitler's birthday is on 420. I'm Jewish and a stoner. So it puts me in an uncomfortable situation. One of my political issues are important, but what are we really celebrating? Weed. Yeah, but weed.
I love being at a brewery where kids are allowed. It's like one of the few times you get to see kids in the place where they were conceived. Doesn't even make sense. But I was like, that's funny. There's something there. No, there isn't.
We're usually high when we write these.
I hate when men have running pics in their dating profile. Who are you running from, baby girl? I'll find you.
I love it.
That was just a threat.
Oh, somebody wrote, this is outside of jokes, but somebody wrote the New York Times that their boyfriend said if a stranger and their cat were dying, he would choose to save the cat.
I would save the stranger.
And people are going crazy. You would save a stranger over Lucy?
Over Lucy?
Yes.
No.
Your own cat.
Oh.
Over versus a stranger.
A strange cat or a human?
A stranger versus your own
cat. I feel like instinctually I would save my cat.
Me too. I would be so focused on saving my cat, I wouldn't even notice the other person was drowning.
Literally. That's my child.
And if that person tried to push my cat down to get up, I'd be like, listen, bitch, I'm throwing hands in the water.
Bro, I will swing on a bitch for my cat.
People on TikTok and everywhere, the comments are crazy. People are like, it's under the ethics section of the New York Times. So people are like, what are the ethics around that? People are like, how would you not save another human being? And it's like, save someone you love and have an emotional attachment to, or save someone you don't know.
I would save someone I love.
Yeah, Spider-Man always went after the girlfriend. And then he found a way to save both. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I would save the cat first and then save the human.
Yes.
Why can't I do both?
And if the human died along the way...
Well, RIP to a real one. Okay.
Have you heard of the two girls that are driving 500 miles in toy cars?
I just saw that one of them was trying to get a welder to weld the frame of her car in a hotel room. And all of the comments were like, girl, you will die.
Oh, I'm like, how are you traveling? I've traveled through bumfuck Florida. We both have.
Yeah.
You're doing that in a toy car in the middle of the night. They're going overnight.
Why aren't they driving in the day?
They do both.
Oh, okay.
But they're going from like Jacksonville down to Key West.
That's crazy.
It's Florida. Yeah. But people are helping them along the way. Their cars have fallen apart numerous times. They got in contact with the company, so the company's been helping them along the journey.
I saw a call, like, they were having a meeting with the company for, like, 3 hours to try to solve the problem with the car.
And you see them, they're going, like, 5 miles an hour in toy cars. I'm like, why are you doing this?
Honestly, sometimes when you stick your mind to something, you just gots to see it through, my boy.
I did think, like, we would do something like that, but local in Miami. Like, we've talked about getting toy cars and parading around Miami.
That's impressive that they're making it across the whole state of Florida.
Yeah.
That's super impressive.
That's very impressive and very scary, and I don't think I could do it.
I don't think I could do it either.
Think of how numb your body would go from sitting like this, driving. That's 500 insane. Miles.
And think about how much it rains in Florida. Like, you would just get drenched.
Oh, that's true.
And it's always raining. There's always, like, wind and shit. If you're on the coast, it's insane. So they have no protection over them. Mm-mm. It's like open car door.
It's a kiddie car.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they could fit that much stuff in it. Seeing them do that long in those kiddie cars, you and I could easily not even have anything with us and just do the cars. I want, like, a Jeep, though, or something. Like a Range Rover.
Oh, a bigger one?
Yeah. Like, I want to sit in it.
I want, like, a convertible.
Or that, like, the Barbie one.
Oh, Barbie one or Hello Kitty. Okay. Have you seen the discourse around bear versus man? I need to get my Charbit Tilbury.
I know. It's so expensive and it goes away so quickly, but it was the best contour.
I need to figure out how to depot it because I hate the fucking applicator. It's so annoying. It squirts everywhere. You lose so much product.
Yeah.
But it is I heard if you're a cool toned pale bitch like me, Ritual de Filet, you can only buy it on the website, but they have a super gray toned brown contour that's supposed to be, like, beautiful, but it's also like $55.
I just can't get myself to pay for expensive makeup anymore. I haven't done a Sephora haul. I've been doing drugstore.
Drugstore is actually, like, quality now. It's almost as expensive as what's in Sephora.
Yeah, and the drugstore, that's usually made by the same companies.
Yeah.
You're literally paying for a brand name and packaging.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'll take The Ordinary, I'll take drugstore, give me some Maybelline mascara, I don't know. You know?
Maybelline mascara is the best one. The one that looks like a knockoff of Too Faced Better Than Sex is my favorite one.
Oh, what's the... Oh, maybe I'm thinking of CoverGirl. I use the CoverGirl ones a lot.
Oh.
I use the cat eye. It looks like cheetah print on the outside in yellow. And then I use the blue one... And I use both. I don't know.
Those are makeup tips for the week.
Glad that we know what we're doing. Okay, so the DEA is trying to declassify marijuana and turn it from a Schedule A drug to a Schedule C drug.
Would that be federally?
Like, federally all over the country. So what that would mean is, like, they're literally trying to put weed into CVS. Like, you could get a prescription for it. Which means that if you're a dispensary currently operating, they don't operate like a pharmacy. They're going to have to actually change their entire structure of dispensaries and how they sell, because it'll be a controlled substance by the government.
So it won't be recreational. But I guess that's a step, because it's federally, like, decriminalized.
They just did that, I think.
But it's still, like...
States have
the control. There's no federal law in place regarding cannabis. So that sounds like it steps in the right direction, but then dispensaries could lobby and, like, pay people off in the government to push against further steps if it's going to fuck them up.
I'm already, like, scared about dispensary weed with what they're spraying on it, like pesticides. You don't like how they're being grown and stuff. That's what freaks me out. Because sometimes I feel like I'll smoke dispensary weed. It's so strong that I'm like, I go a little cuckoo
for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to grow my own weed.
Me too.
And know where it comes from and keep it safe. But growing weed sounds so hard.
It's a whole process.
You have to know everything about lighting. You have to know when to switch the lights off. Like, there's a lot that goes into growing weed.
Yeah, and I think the amount that, like, two plants could produce, that's what you'd get for the whole year, pretty much. I'm pretty sure. If you had, like, a little grow house. Some people do it outside.
That's why I want a yard to grow weed.
I know. In a state that is legal.
Not Florida.
But that freaked me out. I was just like, oh, that's so weird. I just think about my dad going to prison for a Schedule B drug, which is, like, oxys and perks and stuff, which have a lot of controls on them. But that's all pharmacy stuff. It was, like, through the pharmacy. And then I'm like, with drug dealers, like, there were... pharmacies would start to become corrupt, I feel like. I don't know.
I feel like pharmacies already are corrupt.
Yeah. I don't know. It just gave me bad vibes. I was like, stay out of our weed.
I just want them to decriminalize everything. Because the countries that have like decriminalized everything and actually provided support to people who are like struggling through addiction have totally decreased rates of drug use and like addiction in their country.
Yeah. I also think there's something about not being allowed to do something that makes the person want to do it. Yep. It's like, oh, I'm telling you, you can't do this, so I'm going to do it. Because fuck you.
That's why so many men cheat in marriage, because you're told not to cheat in marriage.
I think there's other reasons.
Yeah, that's one. That's one for sure. Fuck. For sure. For sure. I say it all the time too.
Yeah, it's starting to like, and it's like I'm just mumbling it.
For sure. Okay. We never actually talked about it. Would you rather be stuck alone in the woods with a bear or a man?
A bear.
I would rather be stuck in the woods with a bear any day, because there's ways you can escape a bear. There's ways you can hit them. But like if a man is going to attack you and like he's going to do it no matter like what you do, really, unless you can kill him.
Yeah, the bear's either going to keep walking by or attack, which is a 50-50 shot. Whereas a man could stalk you, rape you, dismember your body, kill you, like do some horrible things to you.
And be sneaky about it. And like you never fully know if you could trust it.
Yeah. It's so funny watching all of the men answer that question. And then they're like, wait a second. And the dads are being like, I'd want my daughter in the woods with a bear.
Did you see the man whose mother was like mauled by a bear? He asked his mom that question. She had her face ripped off. She had like 150,000 plus in surgery over like the course of 4 years after a bear attacked her. And he was like, I asked my mom that question. And she said she would much rather be alone in the woods with a bear than she would a man. So she's actually gone through it.
That's crazy.
And she was like, bear, any day.
That's crazy.
So I'm going to side with her.
I know. That's so scary. I wouldn't want either. But also, I've seen the lady on TikTok that befriended a bear that always comes to her door. And he won't come in. He's super respectful. He shuts the door. He like had kids and like brought the kids and introduced it to the mom, like, and she just befriended this random bear.
I feel like I would befriend a bear.
Me too. I'd Eliza Thornberry this bitch, and I would talk to animals and I'd be like, see, the bear likes me.
I think the bear would like us.
I always was convinced. I'm like, I could get an alligator to like me.
I always thought I was Snow White, like as a kid, and like because animals just like flock to me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm safe.
I think as a kid, when you don't get love from your parents, you turn to animals. And you're like, they get me and they'll never leave.
But then I got bit by the golden retriever next door and was terrified of golden retrievers for like 2 years.
Aren't they supposed-
yeah. I was like 5 and he bit me and then he died. That he was probably like going through like neurological issues, and that was like he acted out towards the end.
I love how we rationalize why animals did something, but then if a man does it, we're like, no. But it's so true. Like if the bear attacked me, I'd be like, oh, I stepped into his territory and I didn't understand.
His kids are here.
And his kids are here, and like this makes more sense. Like I would rationalize and be like, it wasn't the bear's fault.
But with a man, I'm like, nope.
That was a conscious choice.
Yep. Although it could be from a brain tumor.
Yep. Well, CT doesn't excuse anything.
That's what OJ said too.
CT?
I feel like every football player has CT. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
There was just a football player I saw the 911 call. I don't know why this popped up on my page. And it was his wife being like, he's going crazy and saying crazy things, saying he's going to kill himself and like attacking the uncle. And she's on the phone. She's like, I need the cops here. And he's like running outside with like a knife and shit. And I think he's like a victim of CTE.
But there's no tests yet that can show CTE damage until like you're dead and they can actually look at your brain. So it's really hard to diagnose it. And I think that like the football league or whatever, like NFL, doesn't want to admit that it's real. Much like the US government doesn't want to admit that CTE is super real, because it'll cause them to have to make massive payouts to thousands of people. So I think there's really a lot of money being thrown at like preventing CTE research actually happening.
That's so sad.
It's so fucked up.
Everything's about money. I hate that. I heard that the allure that the creator of Golden Doodle said it's his biggest life regret.
Yes. Yes. And I love that, because I am against Golden Doodles. Why? I hate them. They're everywhere. They're adorable.
They have human eyes.
They're creepy as fuck. They do the dumbest shit ever. And I love that the creator was like, nope, I don't want them.
He created them for a woman who had allergies, and it was like one dog, and then everyone was like, I want this, and so he had to create them, and then he regretted it. And then I'm like, what did you use to create the golden doodle? And yeah,
he fucked a poodle and a golden.
Like, it's his DNA. That's why they have human eyes.
Oh, he fucked a poodle? I don't know.
That's my conspiracy, that it's like part human.
Oh, they do look like teddy bears in human, like with humans inside.
Yeah, like, you know those movies where like the man is turned into a dog? Like, that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, I don't like golden doodles.
And I heard people were like, there's really creepy things that happen around them. They were like, golden doodles and another type of dog are for sure skinwalkers. And I'm like, I could see that.
You know what dogs I love? Irish wolfhounds.
What are those?
Those are like the big ass ones that are kind of like, they look like kind of crusty. They're just like shaggy hair and like all over the place.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I could totally see one of those running through a field.
Yeah.
And you'd be befriending it.
They're so cute. Oh, look how beautiful they are. They're just little scraggly big boys.
I feel like those slobber a lot. I can't take slobbering.
Yeah. Like cane corso slobber so much. But
no.
Oh.
Nope. I've been seeing so many pugs and bulldogs in this goddamn building.
Bro, don't get me started.
And no one takes care of them.
No.
They all have pink skin. And I'm like, that dog is going through severe allergies.
You know what it is?
Itching.
It's fungus and yeast buildup in between the folds of their face.
I'm seeing it on their paws, their arms. It is like a fungus.
The dog really spreads everywhere.
You can smell the dog. And then I'm like, none of you guys are taking care of it. This dog is literally dying in the elevator.
Yeah.
Stop buying these dogs.
No, we literally
And I don't want to touch your ugly, stinky, smelly, like, allergic reaction dog.
I hate pugs, I hate Frenchies, and I hate bulldogs. And I love them, I'm saying this, but I just hate, like, the people who have inbred them. Because there are pictures of, like, older, I think they're called brachycephalic dogs because of the squished-in nose of, like, generations ago. And they actually had more extended snouts. But they have inbred them so much that they're literally killing these dogs from the minute they're born. Like, I hate
it. It's genetic experiments.
I hate it.
It's kind of crazy.
It's really sad to see.
It's very sad to get. Anyways, fuck you if you got those.
Especially if you live in Florida.
I know. I see those huskies
and fluffy dogs. Why do you have that? You should not have that here.
That's horrible.
I also hate people who don't train their dogs.
Oh, that's also horrible.
That is my biggest pet peeve. Train your fucking dogs.
And they go wild. I'm like, I'm in between a dog fight right now in a 4x4 elevator.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be.
And put your fucking dog on a leash. It really pisses me off when people don't have their dogs on leashes because you don't know whose dog is reactive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just keep everybody safe. Keep your dog on a leash. You could be antagonizing somebody else even though your dog is fine.
Amen.
Somebody call Cesar Milan.
Cesar? Should we do a quick little game?
Yeah.
Oh, we had like those word games that we came up with. What's the thing?
Am I getting fucking old?
Oh, do we do the create a sentence only using one word?
Yeah, that's fun.
The.
Apple.
Melted.
All.
The.
Way.
Into.
China.
I was thinking the same thing. Like the Earth's core or something. And.
Attacked.
All.
The.
Street.
People.
I was cats.
I was thinking like zombie apples take over and just like eat everyone.
Attacked by apples.
Attacked by apples.
That's a nice.
That's someone's dream.
All right. You go.
Okay. Next one. Walking.
To.
The.
Store.
I.
Came.
Across.
A.
Apparition. It's a ghost.
And.
Discovered.
Secrets.
Of
the
untold
moon
that
the
government hiding
from
people
of
America.
Those
goddamn
politicians.
Those goddamn politicians are
getting
everybody
pissed
because
aliens
attacked,
which
led
to
death. Wait, should we do one where we pretend to be journalists reporting a crime? Like, we're reporters on air. Good morning. Like, in, like, the teleprompter voice.
About what?
A robbery.
Okay.
Yeah.
We gotta smoke for this.
Yeah.
For the stony baloney.
I'm already, like, fried. Have you hit this at all?
This is the tiniest little thing.
It's so cute. It's so cute.
This is what a micro penis looks like.
I don't think they're even that big. Not bad. All right.
All right.
Reporting.
Oh, okay. So we're doing the word. I thought we were playing a different game.
Oh.
I thought we were just going to fully just keep going, like full sentences. Okay.
Okay.
Reporting.
Live.
From?
Dallas.
We're?
At?
The?
Scene.
This?
Just?
In?
Robber?
Confiscated?
20,000
gerbils.
Man
will
do
anything
for
pleasure.
The
man
broke
anal
gerbils
into
his
backside.
Witnesses
say
they
saw
everything
and
were
terrified.
Unfortunately,
is that a new sentence?
Yeah.
They
are
mine,
shouted
his
wife,
who
was
a
store
clerk
at
PetSmart.
His
charges
are
attempted
murder
in
PetSmart.
All right.
Okay, we can choose another topic.
What if we do one where we only talk to each other in questions?
Okay. Did I tell you about the time I gave that dude a handjob?
What was it like?
It was very greasy.
That's not a question. You already lost.
Oh, I'm high.
You had a greasy hand job?
Yeah. Did I have a greasy hand job? Like,
is it like a sausage off the street meat caddy?
It was with Vaseline.
All right.
Yeah.
Lubed up.
All right. We can start over.
What do you think about Drew Barrymore saying Kamala Harris is Mamala?
That gave me weird vibes.
You are failing this game, Emily.
Oh, I thought you started a new topic. Okay. Why is she always touching people?
Why doesn't she understand boundaries?
Why does she literally have no personal space?
Why does everyone allow it?
Why isn't anybody like saying anything who's famous about this?
Why? Where did this start? Where did this all come from?
Why is she asking Kamala to be America's Mamala?
Why does she think she's going to be the one to save us?
Why does it feel like Drew Barrymore wants to be VP?
Why does it feel like Drew Barrymore wants to fuck Kamala Harris?
Why would I watch that?
Why would I also? All right, guys, this has been a great episode. We'll catch you next week. Make sure to leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars on Spotify. Subscribe on YouTube. Mm. Follow us on Instagram at 2girls1bluntpod. On Twitter at 2girls1blunt420. 857-271-9663. Again, it's 857-271-9663. And leave a voicemail for us to feature on next week's episode.
And thanks so much, guys, for all the well wishes and the love on our post recently. We appreciate the engagement. Please keep that shit up.
Yeah.
Please. All right.
Over and out.
Bye.